proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, a total eclipse of the heart. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, and with me, as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren, although he's remote. We'll get to that in a minute. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Gabe, do you want to give us your line?
And the only podcast that's going to cover the two most controversial subjects that your mom and dad probably at dinner time have told you to not talk about: faith in Jesus Christ, mostly, and politics. Go Biden. Go Trump.
Wise words from Chicken Papa. You're not even going to explain that.
I'm on scene. No, I got to explain that. So my grandkids. I'm here in, I'm not going to say where, but in the Midwest, my nickname is Chicken Papa to my grandkids. So yeah, but, I'm going to let you kind of know this. It's strange. I'm on our show. I've never, ever been a guest like this. So I'm actually on scene because I'm going to be covering the eclipse that's going to happen. We are living in one of the most strangest times, and Caleb and I are going to talk about that. So those of you who love our show, we're going to do it live, and hopefully you can join us. I'm going to actually get some video footage of the eclipse from the actual Ark Encounter experience in Kentucky. So those of you who want to tune in a couple of days, you can see, hey, maybe CERN's going to open up a portal. Maybe, some kind of demonic force will come up from the earth. And then also the rockets, we're going to talk about that. And then I'll be ready, Caleb, in case the water starts to rise, I'll be in a boat. So I'll be safe.
Oh, you'll be good. Well, I'm up in the mountains, so we should be okay. Anyway, everyone go on over to churchandstate.media and share these shows. With what Gabe was just talking about, look, this is very interesting times that we live in. We're going to go into that. But with everybody having these questions about what April 8th means, what this eclipse means, it's going to be a fascinating discussion. So share it around. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. And I was just on Clay Clark's show. We were talking with Andrew Sorcini. So I'm going to promote Beverly Hills Precious Metals, because with what's going on with the BRICS Nation, Gabe, I'm sure you saw that Joe Biden he devastated our strategic reserves for oil. And now he just announced he's not going to fill it back up again because it's too darn expensive. So, yeah, BRICS, no strategic oil reserve. Our country is ready to just absolutely collapse. And if you want to make sure that your family's protected, gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those assets that you can have, that you can be secure in. And, you're never going to have to worry about deflation, stagnation, and none of these things, because gold and silver always retain their value. Go to Beverly Hills Precious Metal and use that promo code Church and State. Give them a call if you'd like to as well. That number is right up on there. But they'll walk you through it, and you will be secure in your assets. Also, donate specifically to us.
Guys.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, gold just hit an all-time high. We saw today silver is around the $27 mark. A lot of you are thinking, oh, crap, well, I didn't buy in, so I lost my window. Guys, we've been talking to Bo Polney. He's a good friend of ours. He's been on the show before. He expects, guys, in all reality, he thinks that silver, its price has been so devaluated, should be around $80 an ounce. Guys, $27 is not too much to ask. And a lot of you think, oh, well, that's highway robbery. Guys, we're watching the dollar devalue itself on a daily basis. You need to do what's wise and prudent and get yourself ready, because, guys, the five foolish virgins were not prepared, and then there was five who were. Get prepared.
Amen to that. Yeah. Donate specifically to us. We're trying to remain 5 days a week on the American Christian Network. And in order to do so, it's going to require some money from you guys. So hit that donate button, designated it, for staying on the American Christian Network. We appreciate that so much. We love coming to you. And lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, churchandstate1776@proton.me. All right. Now, Gabe, you and I wanted to talk about what's going on with this eclipse. And I joke, I dubbed it the total eclipse of the heart. But it is kind of an interesting point because it's actually very relevant to where America stands right now. Oh, man, there it is. Oh, yeah. There's the song. Now I'm only falling apart. Wish I had a lighter.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Why I say that, though, Gabe, is because as America, and we've been talking about this a little bit, we were becoming quickly a post-Christian nation. And so we are having that total eclipse of the heart. Now, we're going to experience an actual eclipse here, and it could have significant ramifications for the world as an entire body.
Yeah, can you hear me? Am I coming through?
You're good.
Yeah, I think we are already aware that we are living in such strange times. We saw, you know, basically on two different continents, actual certifiable wars. We saw Palestine be completely demolished by the Israelis, and they're still kind of figuring that out. And then, of course, to see Ukraine and Russia fully at war. Guys, we have a chance in our lifetime to see geopolitically the world go into a third world war, and things that are stoking that up is this Red Hat for conversation. And of course, that's back on the table. I kind of actually want to talk about that first, Caleb, because a lot of people undervalue what's going on. I actually sent a picture to Chris of the actual altar of the Red Heifer where they're going to sacrifice this. And a lot of you don't know this, that 12 years ago, the land was purchased on the Mount of Olives to actually build this. And you can see that structure, Caleb. You know, it's all OSHA approved. It's got handrails on it. They're actually going to guide one of those four remaining red heifers and sacrifice it. And its ashes are going to be used to ceremonially cleanse every single object, including the priests themselves, from any type of, you know, they've been physically impure, or, you know, maybe they have touched a dead body in their lifetime. Those ashes will physically redeem them, or any of the vessels they use in worship. Now, all of this stuff, a lot of people don't understand the reason why we saw the war begin in Israel is because the Jewish community, in a way, has provocated the Islamic community by doing more and more on the Temple Mount. And these conversations actually became a place of nervousness for the Islamic people. I know this sounds horrific for me to even insinuate that the attacks were provocated by Israel, but the reality is they are scared of what Israel is doing. They called the actual attack the Alaska Wave, hashtag Alaska Wave. So there's rumor, Caleb, that this sacrifice could very indeed happen on the day of the eclipse. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the audience needs to understand the significance here because the Jewish tradition in this is they haven't seen this in eons, right? I mean, it's been so long since they've actually had an acceptable offering to the Lord, all right? And so now we have this time where we actually have four spotless red heifers, and the procedure to get that is just insane. I mean, one white hair, and they're removed from it. You know, they have to be a certain year of age, all right? And so they believe that this is going to usher in the Messiah. Right. And so then you have on the Islamic side of things, they are waiting for the Mahdi. They believe that he's right around the corner as well. We on the Christian side of this, we're all watching these events unfold, and we're all saying it's the return of Christ. So there's you know, the three religions that are not, really heathenistics. You know, we all believe in one God. All three are waiting for the return of the Messiah. And, you know, obviously we know that we're on the right side of this. We know that Jesus Christ is coming back soon here. But you've got people like Yuval Noah Harari, who is actually promoting the rebuilding of the temple. Now, this guy is a secular atheist globalist. He's a homosexual. He hates Christianity. Really only, he actually hates his own people, all right, because he's Jewish. But he's promoting this idea of rebuilding the temple. Why is that important? Because we know, and he knows the book as well, that the only way the Antichrist emerges is if that temple, if he can sit himself on that temple and declare himself to be God, the abomination of desolation. So all of these things have really significant value to us as believers and really to the entire world body, because times are changing.
Yeah, what's crazy, Caleb, is I've been reading buzz online from the Islamic community. I know we have to remember this, even though these people theologically, they're completely different from us. They all believe that Abraham is their father. Two-thirds of the Earth's population believes that Abraham is their father. The Jewish community, the Islamic community, the Christian community, all believe that we are tied back to that one little tiny slice of land in Israel. So we see right now the world is a hotbed. And like I said, 12 years ago, it was purchased. And you can stand on this land and you, where this sacrifice is going to happen, Caleb, this is what's so crazy, is it overlooks the Garden of Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives, and it's the same exact view that Jesus had looking at the temple. Of course, the temple's gone now, but that very essence of that red heifer is a picture of Jesus Christ. It's so crazy that they are going to attempt to kill this animal and to ceremonially cleanse themselves. It's already been given to us. Jesus has already been given to us. It's just mind-boggling to see the type and shadow. And guys, we are literally coming into a third temple period. And it's I second the fact you brought up Noah Yuval Harari. Why would an absolute pagan individual who says God is dead, there's no such thing, he's fully embracing transhumanism, saying that we will become gods, why would he want this to happen? Because he knows that this stuff has to happen for the great disruption that will bring about a lot of people say end times. Guys, remember this, no matter how bad it gets, Christianity is always going to be here. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can come against it. And even though it might be in the dark times, you have to remember that some of the greatest times of oppression breed the greatest opportunities for success in the kingdom. I love it. Caleb, you even said it the other day with General Flynn, great adversity, or how did you say it?
Great oppression breeds great opportunity.
That's where we are at. We are at an intersection in time. Caleb, I want to pinch myself. The other day when you were with Clay and those guys, you were saying, I'm so glad I'm alive at this time. So am I, man, bro. Grab me a juice box, man, and let's sit down and embrace the times we're in. I don't like the popcorn analogy. I don't want to be entertained, but just, this is crazy, Caleb. We're literally seeing in this very week, probably a red heifer being killed. So the other thing, did you have anything you wanted to add to the red heifer conversation?
No, I think I'm good there, but I want to transition over to the eclipse. And I want to start this off, Gabe, by really asking you a biblical question as a pastor, because Jesus says in his own words that the only sign given to this generation will be the sign of Jonah, right? And clarify that for me as a pastor.
One second here.
It's the joy of being so, talk radio, right? But yeah, go ahead and clarify that for me.
Yes. So Jonah, he was basically sent to Nineveh, and two things happened in that time period. The sign of Jonah for Jonah personally was he was taken by a whale. And then also astrologically, there was an eclipse in the very same time. The city of Nineveh was so receptive to what he said because they had just recently experienced an eclipse. So a lot of people know that we're going to come into an eclipse, but what they don't know is the constellation Cetus is positioned astrologically above us while all of this happens. And that constellation is actually a whale. That's just mind bending. And then on top of it, Snopes will try to tell you it's not true, but it is in fact 8 Ninevehs that the actual solar eclipse passes through.
So it's even more interesting than that, Gabe, because it's going to hit Jonah, Texas first. Okay, so first we're going to see the city of Jonah, and then it goes through 7 cities in the United States that are named Nineveh, and 1 in Canada, in Nova Scotia, named Nineveh. So we're going to see it in Nineveh, Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New York, and then Nova Scotia. So all through all these different cities that are all named Nineveh, as you pointed out, we've got the celestial bodies up in the heavens that are all bearing witness to this as well. And, you know, Chris actually found a fascinating article for us that actually shows the different patterns that it's going to be going through, Gabe. And we've actually had three eclipses as of late, you know, 7 years apart, but it started in 2017. Then we had the one in 2023, and now we've got another one in 2024. And it actually, you're going to love this, Gabe. It actually makes the symbol. He's got it on our computer right now, but it actually makes the symbol for Alpha and Omega. Like, talk about an amazing God that we serve.
Yes, the Aleph symbol is easily, you know, you can see that as the cross points all intersect. And then, of course, the Omega, or the Tav. So the heavenly bodies are there to give us warnings, just no different than the men who were called the Magi of Babylon, who traveled to bring an offering to Jesus. These guys were actually trained. Daniel, they believe, Daniel from the book of Daniel, was actually one of the wisest and smartest men who taught the people of Babylon, you know, all this ancient art of prophecy combined with astrological phenomenon. So they knew when Jesus was coming. Well, we can look at the signs in the heavens as representations of what's coming. It doesn't mean we're in fear, but it's very clear that the signs are saying repent. Are you not hearing that, Caleb? Is that what you infer?
That's exactly. I mean, that is the sign of Jonah, right? Repent or die is basically the message. To boil that down to its nuts and bolts, repent or die. That's what we come to at the point of Jonah. Now, Gabe, these eclipses, these three eclipses that we've seen as of late in the United States are really interesting, because the number for the first one in 2017. It actually ended up starting in, or it was at its peak in a town in Illinois called Little Egypt. Now, isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
Right. And then it also, the other one that we saw, in 2023, October 14th. Okay. It actually, that X spot that occurred, between the two intersects of these two eclipses was in Utopia, Texas, and then it exited the United States at Corpus Christi, which literally means body of Christ. So we're seeing all these signs in heaven. Now we got the new one coming at us in 2024, and it's making that symbol for the Omega, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And now we've got all of these Ninevehs. We've got it starting in Jonah. This is a warning, and I think Christians, you know, what we'll tend to do is be, this is too fantastical. I don't know if I believe this. As you pointed out, Gabe, the reason why the wise men found Jesus is because they were watching the heavens. They knew the signs. And so, yes, we need to collectively, as Christians, turn our faces upward and watch what God is showing us in the heavens.
Yeah, cultures for thousands and thousands of years were, you know, they had no farmer's almanac. They had no internet. So they had to know the exact moment when to plant and when to put their seed into the ground, or else they're going to die. They're not going to make it through the winter. So, like a lot of people, if you want to look just outside of St. Louis, if you want to Google, there are gigantic pyramids made out of dirt just outside of St. Louis that are actually very, very close to the apex of this event. There's people groups in the United States, ancient people groups, there is gigantic pyramids, mounds made of earth. And it's all in the same exact place where these X's are transpiring. There's something going on in the heavens, whether we know it or not. And ancient peoples have watched it for eons. Now, as it happens in our modern time, we have to be cognizant that it is God who is showing us something. You know, I think our parents told us, "Hey, astrology's of the devil. You know, don't look at your sign or whatever," or, you know, I get that, but there's something going on in the heavens where we are culminating into something. Something is going down. I'm just going to go out there. If you want to push the prediction button and make that kind of weird kind of sci-fi noise for me, Caleb. So I think very soon here, the agent known as the son of perdition is going to be revealed very, very soon.
I completely agree with you on that, Gabe. I mean, Clay Clark, who we're dear friends with, has been saying that Yuval Noah Harari might be the false prophet. And with everything that he's promoting with you know, the merging of man and machine, saying that there's no God, I can see the case being made for him being a false prophet. We don't know that for sure. But if he is on the stage, then it's only a matter of time before the Antichrist is revealed. And clearly we know that the globalist agenda, going back generations, has always had Antichrist figures, always ready to go, because Satan doesn't know the time. And so I would highly suspect that there is at least, you know, a few Antichrist-like figures that they've prepped, that they've got ready, that is from their supposed pure bloodlines, that could step into this position immediately whenever they're ready. And that actually leads me to my next transition point, because we got a couple other things that are going on as well. Number one, we've got CERN. CERN has announced that during this exact same time period, they're going to try to run one of their experiments, and they're going to try to discover dark matter, which, by the way, doesn't actually exist. You and I, Gabe, as conspiracy theorists, we believe, and it's not just our you know, our mindset on this. It's all of the different performances that they had. It's this, the statue of Shiva that's outside of the building. You know, that when they first opened up CERN, it was a very, very demonic experience with them dancing and bringing in false gods and whatnot. But now they're going to, in my opinion, open up that portal, that key to the abyss that's talked about in the book of Revelation. I think that's what they're trying to attempt here. I'm curious if you agree with me on that.
Well, this is the most expensive financial undertaking that humanity has really transpired. This has been going on just sometime after World War II. Many different nations have been on board with this. This is the largest Hadron Collider in the world. It encapsulates underground through two different nations. Of course, Switzerland being one of them. And then the opening of it, Caleb, a lot of us seen video where they have the Baphomet head and all these weird guys on strings and like videos of like all this crap. And of course, one of the videos that they came out with was called Synchronicity. It's very interesting that synchronicity, when somebody suffers from schizophrenia, when the first things that somebody, and I believe schizophrenia is demonic. When somebody begins to have the first signs of schizophrenia, the thing that they begin to notice or claim to notice is everything is synchronicity. So like they begin to notice how it's not random, and you'll see things being synchronicity. And in fact, thank you, Chris, for putting that up. Guys, the name of the very rocket that's being shot up into space is called APEP. And this is, I know I'm kind of veering off from the conversation with CERN, but it'll tie back in.
I wanted to talk about NASA anyway.
Yeah. So NASA, the rocket that's being shot is to study atmospheric protuberations around the eclipse path, you know, abbreviated APEP, which is the name of the serpent deity that eats and embodies chaos.
We're kind of losing you there, Gabe. I'm going to see if we can kind of reconnect there, because it's the audio quality just dropped significantly. But what he's pointing out here is this is a literally satanic rockets that they're shooting up into space. They're shooting it directly at the eclipse. Now, they have their scientific reasons behind this, but it's highly suspect when they're doing this, when they're engaging in CERN, you're seeing the red heifer. All these things are starting to align, and that's why people such as Gabe and I are looking at this and going and asking questions. We're scratching our heads on this. Now, NASA... And Gabe, I don't know what's going on with your audio there, but it's clicking now. So I'll continue to talk until you can maybe reestablish that communication. But NASA, as Clay Clark has pointed out a number of times, is actually a Jewish word. Now the word is actually spelled N-A-S-H-A, but it's pronounced NASA. And there's a lot of disinformation that's been going around on this specifically. But in the Jewish language, this actually means to deceive, seduce, or lead astray. That's in Hebrew, what it's Nasha, but it's pronounced NASA. All right. Now, some of the Christians out there are actually trying to debunk this. They're doing the job of Snopes, which is rather hilarious to me. But they're actually saying that, no, this is not necessarily true, because if you want to actually say NASA, it means NASA. That's an actual word spelled differently, but that's how it's pronounced in Hebrew, is NASA. it means to lift high and lofty are some of the definitions there. So they're trying to claim that NASA actually means to lift high, to go up into the sky perhaps, but it's not how it's spelled. How it's spelled and how it's pronounced is totally different. So if you're actually looking at the spelling of it, NASA means to deceive. And so when we look at what we know about NASA, the foundation of it with the Nazis, this is not an organization that has been on the side of truth and the side of light in quite some time. Gabe, I see you. Do you mean the okay? And I don't hear the clicking anymore. So go ahead and try to join us again. No, we have lost the sound quality with you. I apologize, my friend. I know you can still hear me there, but it's just not coming through for the audience, and I don't want to struggle with that. What I did want to announce here, and we're actually quickly running out of time, Gabe, he said it before, but I want to make sure that all of you are aware of it. He's going to live stream this. He is going up to the Ark Encounter. He's going to have a great view of this eclipse and any of the shenanigans that might occur because of this eclipse. So I highly recommend that every single one of you watch our Rumble page, watch our Facebook page, okay, so that you can actually walk through this with Gabe as he's boots on the ground experiencing this eclipse from the Ark Encounter. What an incredible spot for him to be to actually observe this. So stay tuned for that because, and I'm going to try to join him on that as well, but this is definitely going to be one of those instances where you're going to want to watch with Church and State as we actually decipher what's going on here and give some observations and maybe provide some clarity for you as you have questions about what this could mean for the United States, what this could mean for the world. Are we going to see that son of perdition that's actually going to emerge through all of this? Is this the last warning for everyone on the earth? Come back to God. Is this that Jonah warning for all of us? Repent or die. And that, right there should scare you just a little bit that we have this point, this sign potentially that's saying repent or die. Okay. Now I want to make sure that this last 30 seconds that I have here, that I provide some hope because those are some scary statements. These are some scary times that we live in, but always remember that your faith, your trust is in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will never fail you. Ladies and gentlemen, he will never fail you. No matter what happens here on earth, you have that blessed assurance that you are a child of Christ and that even if they kill your body, the Bible tells us specifically, why fear man when man can only kill your body? Fear the one who can damn your soul to hell. I'm paraphrasing there. But as long as you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ and he calls you his own, he stands in the gap for you. Doesn't matter what they do, doesn't matter what happens on earth, doesn't matter what signs, what plagues, you are secure in your salvation. Church and State is brought to you in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH. Dash PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code CHURCHANDSTATE.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.